somebody stole 3 pair of his pants, and he was going to sit there with the gun, and he was going to shoot him.
And you know, you might just go up to see him, and he might think it's you.
That's right. That is absolutely right.
I didn't get that, see?
You didn't?
No, I didn't get that. Now, that's what she said, you know, that his furniture down the street and his holes all through the wall. I didn't realize what had happened.
He shot holes. See, the red devils come in there?
Yes, I remember that. Sure, I heard it. Sure, see that a year ago, I guess.
Uh-huh.
That he thought somebody was something.
She said he had all his furniture piled out in the street. He was moving. And somebody had stole 3 pair of his pants. And
yeah.
And all such stuff as that. When he was down here before, she got me to go up there and stay with him till she went to town and come back. And I went down to the wash house. We were sitting outdoors in the sunshine. I went down to the wash house to hang out some clothes for her. And he got right at the corner and he watched me, you know. Of course, that didn't amount to anything. But then I know he's not all right. I just know it. And I told her, I said, I can't go down there and stay with him anymore. Because I'm scared of him.
Well, now, that's come kind of fast, hadn't it? Because it seemed like it just a year or two ago where he'd come up there and he wanted to talk with him about the Bible all the time. And sure, they get tired talking about the Bible. But this come on after that, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Well, now they need your trailer. They can put that out there and just let him live right there. Just close to them. They may come over there and want to borrow it. Something for a while.
Well, I just don't either. Now, I just sure don't.
Well, they got no place in that house. They don't have the place to have company.
I told her, I said, Miss Dodd, I hope you know what you're doing. But I said, Daddy or no Daddy, Law, I couldn't do it. I'd be scared to lie down with him and go to sleep. I'm afraid he'd bash my head in.
Mm-hmm. And not know whose head it was. He'd bash it. Think it was somebody.
He might think he had a hold of that monkey.
Yeah, he's coming at
you. One of those devils that's been getting in his house. Well, you know, that's what they do.
That's right.
You know, that's right, serious, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It is serious, and I told her. I said, you better think a long time before you do that. And this place is for people like that, and they could. I know that they hate to put him away, but my land.
Yes, sir, they need a good house trailer. Out away from the house where they can their relatives and their stay. You know, I thought about that a lot of times. This is a little thing I've got out there, it's nasty now. I don't think I ever cleaned it up. But if I had a little house trailer there and people come to see us, they could just stay in that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we wouldn't have to clean up over here.
Thank you. Miss, don't you let me hold you up now.
You know,
you got to go to
me.
Town.
I can just stay right
We've
here.
We've been looking forward to this
here.
A little bit
no,
for
I,
the longest time.
Yeah.
And
since you're by yourself, we can do this every once in a while.
I'm ashamed. I wanted you to come over here while that little girl was in there. See her handle the horses. It's just amazing what she does to them. That's amazing.
I just it got a little cool over there, that wind coming in. I just stand here and it, it's not cold outside, but inside it's...
Shirley, little girl, she says she likes horses. And, you know, I didn't think of that. I bet she would just love to see that. She could have come over here and ridden a bit. Bonnie.
Well, the young fellow that y'all let have the horse, he passed by home when he was taking him to Melrose. Who was he?
Oh, Telefe, he's a nice little fella. He
lived. That's Nick. And he stayed out here last summer and helped us.
Uh-huh.
And he's crazy about one of the horses.
That was such a pretty horse.
That's Molly. Yeah, she's out there.
She's out here?
Uh-huh. That's our horse, and he just rides her when he's here.
Oh.
Yeah. He doesn't live here. He just was here last summer with us.
His daddy works down the keep, and they used to live here, you see, so he comes up here like. And he's off somewhere in school now. I imagine he'll drop in Christmas sometime. See his horse. He don't.
He likes that horse, yes.
Yeah. You know that pretty picture that you had of Mr. Guthrie on the horse? I thought of that. Last time he came by here, he had a picture that same size of this horse. And it was colored or tinted or something like that. No rider, he wasn't on the horse, but just this Molly. Had her all dressed up with a saddle and a rope and stuff. And it was a beautiful picture.
And he's the boy that did that?
He didn't do it. I don't know whether he did it or not.
He just had a picture enlarged.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
you've never seen that picture, Mr. Guffey.
No.
It's a nice one.
Cost me too much money, though, and it just absolutely.
They see you coming. They just figure how much they can get out of it, don't you? I know they do.
Those enlargements are expensive.
Do you know this fella, Cookie? Cook? Leo Cook?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, he's been over here a few times, and if I was going to buy anything, he could get it for half of what it cost me. And I've heard him talking, and I've also seen it work. If he went out there and wanted to buy a house trailer, they'd just see me coming. They'd figure if that fella hadn't got it, at least he'd got the credit. But if they see Cookie coming, they start cutting the price.
Well, I wonder why that is.
I don't know. It's not because he's poor, because poor people, you know, a lot of times they charge poor people more than they do rich people.
He's a good trader, maybe.
Yes. Yes. I don't know what it is. I'd send her around, Faye. She's a good trader.
No, not me.
You're not.
Well, you traded for all that equipment. Now, I wasn't there. I was there part of the time, and I heard you talking about it. So,
yes, I think I'm a poor trader. I'm always so afraid I'll make a mistake. Does Cook still come out?
Not much.
Well, somebody, I heard somebody say that he had something bad wrong with him.
He's been ailing. Had headaches. Head hurts. Get a split headache. I think he gets it on Saturday. He just hates to work on Saturday. Marvin don't have to work on Saturday.
No, not at the university.
Cookie, a lot of these mechanics don't have to work half day on Saturday. And they need the time off, you know. All of them got something to do. They keep up a place. Well, you know, they take jobs on the side. You know how that is. People come around wanting to do things. Marvin's pretty mechanical, isn't he?
Pretty good.
Does he do most of his own work?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big help, isn't
there's it? There's a lot that he don't know and can't do, but he has lots that he can.
And he can see it done, and next time he can do it himself.
But he knows when it's done right, I'd say. I'm going to put on just a little something over here now.
No, don't
put it on just a little something, Faye, and we'll smell it.
Yeah. I tell you, it'd be just a little something, though, I'd tell you that.
And don't she have to go to work?
Yeah, at the boss.
Well, that doesn't give you any bitching around.
Well, I have to go back and try to fix some supper for Marvin. He eats and then he goes right on and feeds up.
Mm-hmm. Well, the day is still getting shorter, but they won't do that long. Look at that. One more week and it'll start getting longer.
Is that right?
One more week and it'll start. But you know they don't get longer fast. It seems like they keep getting shorter. January is the worst month of the year in my estimation.
January and February. February is a bad month.
Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of wish it like it used to be. See, we could look forward to seeing February and January and February getting the ground ready and plant it in March.
Mm-hmm.
Get your corn in. And where do you plant peanuts?
Along in March, we used to plant the corn and peanuts together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I bought a little bag of velvet beans at the Hawthorn. Good them jokers out there and planting them in the field. And I never seen anything make velvet bean vines like them things did. And when we went to pull corn, they were just beginning to bloom.
Mm-hmm.
And them that things never did bloom out. And I reckon it's because we planted them a little late.
Mm-hmm.
But we never got a bean. But them cows naturally had some velvet bean vines to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Let me wash my hands and fix that for you.
Just leave them on the ground. Just leave them on the field. Are you cut them?
No, we just left them and let the cows eat them up.
You watch.
Miss Miles, you still teaching music?
Yeah, I have to do that.
Gosh, I wish I knew something about music.
Awesome. see.
So, I take a good dog, a good, I see what happened when that little girl was right here. She would be out there riding, and I'd just say to her, I'd see it go up there and head those cows this way on the horse. And then I knew where to stand, you know, there's some little people stand in peculiar places when they're handling cattle. And, we bring them out in no time at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I left those calves in there this time with them. And they want to run and jump.
Yeah. They do.
But you don't have, you know what they do. First thing in the morning, they'll come up there and stand down there and look at me for a long time until they figure, you know, whether or not I'm going to let them in, and then they'll go on about the business.
Mm-hmm.
One night, I forgot to take them on out there in the pack, and they stayed right up there at the corral, just stayed there where I closed the gap all night, was there the next morning. I didn't notice them, see, until about the middle of the morning, and there they were.
Hmm.
That big cheese. Probably not doing anything else.
Yeah.
Where did this letter come from? This new one? Oh.
Yes, I picked it up this morning.
Oh, did you? Yeah, pretty good, babe.
Oh, that's that marvelous cheese. I wouldn't get a knife.
Well, I wouldn't get a knife. Right.
Yeah, get your hunk.
Buy a little piece. A big piece. Well, you haven't got anything better to do.
Get a knife right here. Salad now right here, will you? Let me get you a spoon. And put some more of this dressing on it so that.
Linda, what was that name?
Linda.
Linda who?
O'Quinn.
Huh?
O'Quinn.
O'Quinn. Mm-hmm. They just if she look back on that and see what she missed. One of these days, you know. See, right now, I guess she's put out. She'll realize.
She don't care, why she? She won't ever give it a thought. She'll just think that I'm mean by doing that.
Yeah.
But.
Could I get you some? What is it you want? Get your
sugar.
You can help yourself, yeah. Yeah, I will. Just help yourself with me.
Sure.
You cut it up. I'll be able to have a big bowl of that. And this is, I like this dressing.
Sit down.
And have some of these good old Waverly crackers. We just hadn't had any for a while.
We still haven't had it.
How about you having some cheese?
Give us a piece of cheese.
Sure will.
I started saying they have to leave out here with quitting, go up there and live in them old crowded place. But she don't know where she is. Just as long as she stay in bed and read and play cards. Well, it's a pretty place outside. She wouldn't be conscious of it, would she?
No. You know, she undertook to fix her mother a birthday cake. I helped her fix the cake, you know, and get it all.
Is that it?
And she was fixing the ice into it.
Yeah.
She was standing up there, and she'd every once in a while she'd put a little bit of dab of confectionate sugar in the egg white and stir and stir and stir and stir and stir, and had her nose in a book. I had the book there and was reading the book.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Linda, I said, that ain't never going to make icing the way you're doing it. I said, I always cook my icing. Oh, no. I said, you're not going to boil your syrup and put your egg? No. I said, you going to, in other words, just use the whites of the raw egg in the sugar? Yeah. That's the way she done it. Stand there and whip and read. Ah.
Did you ever make any icing?
No, ma'am. She spread it on the cake, though.
You ought to settle. You know what you've done? This worth money to you.
Yeah.
You see what the world's like now. All these people come out there who don't know nothing and not learning very fast.
Absolutely.
Now that's what they have to deal with, you see. I think you got off light.
Well, I did. I really did. Did you have a cookie?
I got my private supply. Mm.
Private supply. Yeah.
You got off light and it just took you a month. That's a long month.
It didn't cost me but $1,025.
Well, I held the boots to Betsy. You may even make money on that.
Am I?
And you just the kind of person that would.
I might.
You might come out ahead on this one.
I might.
Wouldn't that be something?
If I get to sell that trailer for $1,500, like Carlton said, well, I might be going to trail business.
Just going to trail business. But don't let them put it out there on your place.
You know, that man, that woman that killed herself, there never was a thing in the world said about it.
Oh?
They kept that just as quiet, I wonder why.
I don't know.
I seen in the paper where there's a trailer down there for sale, I guess that's it.
Yeah. Over that Cross Creek?
That's right.
Well, how come you to go over there across town? Why didn't you go down Cross Creek?
I went to Bertha's funeral and Louise called me and told me to come over there. Louise Taylor.
So what'd she know about it?
She didn't know anything. But see, she knew I was going to the funeral.
Yes.
So she told me
you went over to her house and just saw the place.
Just seen the trailer. And I stopped.
Well,
and priced it.
Well, I'm at that time. And that's all the trailer you've seen?
That's all the trailer I've seen.
Well, I've never heard anything like it, see? Next time I need something, you know where I'm going to go get help.
She doesn't wait all day to go get it.
No, she don't have to case all the joints, you know, like Francis, Fanny.
Lord, if we have to buy anything, it takes us a month to make up our mind.
How do you know it's worth the money?
I do. I didn't care what the money or not, I just wanted the trailer. That wasn't the matter of my house.
You gotta see about it, Fonny, so you can get rid of that old pain in the
you
side.
Get rid of that darn pain. Let's have some fun.
She can't laugh when she's got a pain in the side.
I swear to goodness.
No, I didn't know whether I wasn't home or not. I don't want somebody to know.
I tell you, you can't squabble about money when you're trying to get somebody out of your house.
No.
Well, you kept trying, didn't you?
I sure did.
Well, you could just skip that part of it, that trailer
yeah,
part. And just
I could have just skipped that part of it.
Yeah. And you... I'll tell you what, you just had enough at that time.
Yeah.
By that time, you had had enough. Now, if they had started off in the trailer, you think it might have worked that way?
Well, I doubt it. I don't know whether it would or not, but I kind of doubt it. I don't think it would have.
It wouldn't be the boy because he's not there enough.
No, he just comes in at night and goes to sleep and gets up in the morning before day and leaves.
Well, how did he able to go to the picture show after he works like that?
I don't know how they are, but they are. They surely are. Want one of them to go to church? Oh no, he feels too bad.
Oh.
I can't get him to go to church. I can't get him to go to Sunday school. But if it's a picture show or something like that, why they're ready to go, or a fish fry or something.
Yeah.
Be there at a certain time.
Yeah, but you start early. I don't like a close call. When I've got to be somewhere, I'd rather go a little early.
No, I had to.
I promised you that sip now, and you sit there and enjoy it. When you get around to it, here's a cookie over here. And that salad is yours, so you eat it.
I can't eat anymore.
Oh, yes, you can.
No, ma'am, I
can't. I make her eat that salad, because she cut it up and it'll be good for her.
Yeah, it'll be good for her.
But I just can't hold it.
Oh, yes, and ma'am. I have to take meal.
You don't eat it now, because I'd eat it at supper. Isn't that what they used to tell the children? I wonder if the girls are more trifling than the boys. The boys have to work. They've got to be there. Well, you know, a lot of the girls work. You just got a bad apple.
I could beg her, I'd say, Linda, come on and go with me. So it's a Well, come on and go, Just like an idiot. I'd say, well, get ready and go to your mama's. Just like some little old 6 months old young and
And she'd stand there and strike half a box of matches.
Half a box of matches. At the time, hold them up, then see them burn. Linda, please don't do that. Well, why? Because it's dangerous. Well, what can it hurt?
Oh. Well, did you ever figure out any reason for it?
Not a thing.
Let me tell you. This boy that had the trailer out here, he's a nice fella. He's a nice fella. He had a personality. That ruins a fella sometimes. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
They get easy going and people, you know, like to have him around and spoil him. He had, when he first came out here, he's always over there and we'd work the horses every morning. Feed him, and before he went to work, we'd put in a few fence posts, something like that. You know, he hadn't been out here long till he didn't come out. Oh, maybe the middle of the morning. He worked down here right smart. And on the weekend. And when he come out, he looked like he had been in a steam bath, you know, all soft, everything, and he had on his sandals. And you know what? Every time he'd come up here with them sandals on, he'd step in an ant hill.
Step on an ant.
He'd step in an ant hill.
Oh.
It looked like every time he'd come up here with them sandals on. You know, out in a place like this, people don't wear sandals.
Yeah.
There's, everywhere you go, there's ants. I wear these old boots, you know, four-buckle boots, and they still get into them occasionally. He hadn't been out here a month before he started, you know, his whole attitude changed. And when he got in, he worked very hard. He's a nice fella now. He'd come in. And he had that picture window in that trailer looking out over that swamp out there. And he'd go over there and sit and drink coffee and smoke cigarettes. And maybe somebody would come with him. And they'd sit there by the hour and just look out at the scenery. Now, he's a grown man. He'd done a lot of hard work. He worked for 3 or 4 years as a trucker. He ran a truck for this Mayflower up here, and then he bought his own rig. And he just about had it paid for when he got it tore up. But that happened to anybody, that wasn't his fault. He'd done a lot of work, and he worked hard out here. Now, he wasn't a good businessman, you know. He done the work and then didn't collect for it all the time. But they can get spoiled in a hurry.
You're right, and you know something, you know the women folks nowadays in times are so dumb, sorry, so it's just...
Yes.
They're so sorry, and I don't see how in the world some of them can conceive and have a baby.
Oh.
I didn't sign off at the time I did this. I think there's Miss Gutter over here on the house trailer on the 17th, Wednesday the 17th of December, 69. Wednesday the 17th of December, 69. Now, this is 500. I've got 400 down here on my chart, but this says 500. Anyhow, I'm going to put on a little telephone conversation I had with her this afternoon. This is Thursday the 5th of March, 1970. Thursday the 5th of March, 1970. Over at Roberts, I'm just out on the country just a few minutes. I've been transferring Willie's long tape. Took me a day to make it, now it's going to take me 2 days to transfer it and study it. That's costly. I just got through lunch on that tape, and this is 510 about, channel 2 right, a telephone conversation from Roberts with Ms. Guthrie late that afternoon, about 4 o'clock, on Thursday the 5th of March, 1970.
You, Mr. Miles.
I tell you what, I have been trying to get back over there and just check in on you.
You have, Will.
That burn something always comes up.
I know how it is.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I, been kind of upset about my boy. They put him in a wheelchair, and he's been awfully sick. I guess it was just a change. But he had a terrible fever and broke out in a rash. But he's some better now.
Uh-huh. When did you see him?
I saw him day before yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'd be nice if you could visit him, you know. That makes him feel better, don't it?
Yes. Well, I had a letter from your old friend today.
Oh, really?
And, oh, she had so much to say about you. She said that she really intended to get around and calling you. Wanted to know how I saw you. And she said she wanted to call you this weekend while she was home, but it was just first one thing and another, and she was so busy and time slipped by. But to tell you that if I saw you, that she was thinking about you and Mrs. Miles.
Well, that's nice of her. With all she's got to think about, I don't know how she thinks about anybody else.
I don't either, but she does.
I was going over there. And, just to check in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Dodd, he'll be gone this weekend. He'll go down there to where she's at.
Oh.
That's what he told us. He came up the other night and stayed a while with us. And he said he was going tomorrow night. She said in the letter that he was going down, spend a weekend, then next weekend she'd come up here.
Oh, she's not going to try to make it every week.
No. No, she's not going to try. And she said she had her a nice trailer, 2-bedroom trailer, 1.5 bath.
Yeah.
And she's proud of that. She said she wished she'd bought a trailer instead of living in the house she lived in.
Oh.
Over there at the farm, you know?
Yeah, that little old chicken house that she lived in. You know, not many people would have put up with that little old chicken house, would they?
Well, there's a lot that hadn't got that good. A lot of people. Me, for one, I haven't got any house.
But you keep saying that. You got one of the prettiest houses in this whole country.
My land.
I'd rather live in that house than a whole lot of these new ones.
I just wish I could get someone to do some work on it for me.
Well, I understand, yeah. that's another question, isn't it?
Sure.
Well, I know some pretty good carpenters around close, but seem like they don't get around to carpentering much, does it?
That's right.
Yeah. Let me see. There's something I want to ask you about. Yes. You still got your trailer?
Yeah, but you know that man won't let me have the title for it.
What's the latest?
He won't even talk to me about it. I got it in the hands of the lawyer.
Yeah.
There's some people been coming up here every weekend and had the cash money to buy it and wanted it awful bad, but I can't sell it because how is it some people can do things like that and get by?
Get by? I couldn't. They'd put me in jail for a thing.
They'd send me up to Sing Sing prison.
Well, now, have you been in touch with this man?
I tried to call him and and Mr. Miles, he got to where he wouldn't even talk to me. And he'd tell one great big one right after the other. He'd tell me one time that he had the title, he was going to put it in the mail and he was going to send it to me. And then I'd call him and I'd say, I didn't get my title. Well, I ain't got no title.
Oh, you mean he'd tell you he's going to put it in the mail and then you'd call him and he'd tell you he didn't
That's
have no title?
That's right. That's right. And I asked him, I said, how about you coming out here bringing me my money and getting your trailer? And so from then on, he wouldn't even talk to me.
Well, but then, well, Miss Mary, he lives right over here.
I know where he lives.
No distance at all from you.
That's right. Boys, I'm going to be on my P's and Q's from here after. Anybody pull something over on me, they gonna be a good one.
Well, now, don't talk like that. You are one of the closest buyer traders I know. You come near getting your money's worth than people, the rest of the people I know.
Oh, I don't see how you can say that. You don't know someone that's got a good fertilized distributor they want to sell?
You going to put out some fertilizer?
I want to fertilize some grass.
How much?
All I got.
40 acres?
I imagine.
You want to buy it?
Oh, yeah, I want to buy a fertilizer distributor. I'm going to.
A new one?
Well, if I can't get a good use when I am.
They're costly.
Well, yeah, I know it. But everything else costs us too. And I got to have one. I got to fertilize my grass.
You think that's... you'd rather do it yourself than have...
Yes, sir, I had. I can get the fertilizer cheaper, and you don't have to put it all down at one time.
That's the trouble. You've got to buy too much.
That's right. And you got to put it down when the man wants to put it down. And if it's dry weather, windy weather, why, he comes and he puts it out. They have brought ours out here and put it out, and it all blow across the field. And I just don't like that.
Oh.
I can put it out whenever I get ready to.
Uh-huh.
And if I want to fertilize one field and wait a while to fertilize the other, why, I can do it. And, if I want to fertilize it all in one time, I'm definitely going to buy one. I'm going to buy one before fertilizing time.
Well, it ain't long off.
No. I wanted to get it about the 15th.
That's the time.
About the 15th of this month.
Yeah. Yeah. Who have you had to do your fertilizing, do your spreading?
Kilgrow at Ocala, and the Farm Mutual out here at Gainesville.
And you had the same luck with all of them?
That's right.
They'll put it out whenever it's handy for them.
That's right. It don't make no difference if the wind's blowing a gale, why, they come right on and put it out.
And they go lickety-split?
That's right.
They never slow up? They want to cover those acres.
That is right. All they want is to get that fertilizer gone and get their money and get gone.
Well, I know this fella Hall at Ocala, and he's about as nice as they come. And he tries his best to put it out when the wind's down. But you see, what I've seen, between the time he leaves up over there at Ocala, the plant, and gets up here, the wind may spring up.
And there was one man that come and put it out. And You could go in the field and tell where he spreaded it.
Oh.
And the other part didn't have anything.
Oh, you mean he missed places?
Sure he did. And I had to pay for it, and I told a man when I went to pay for it, I said, I didn't get the fertilizer that I'm paying for.
Yeah.
And he said, you don't think so? I said, I know I don't. I said, come over there and look at my field. I said, look at my grass.
Yeah.
And so that's the last time I'm going to fool up with that. Well, there's not, I don't say that they do it, but there's not a bitter to keep them from it to come out here and put down 3 or 4 tons and take the rest of it back somewhere else and put it down on their pasture.
There ain't a thing to keep them from doing it.
And not a thing in the world.
Not a thing in the world. Nobody gonna get up in that truck and see if there's any down there left.
That is right.
I never saw anybody get up and look.
Well, I know definitely, because I've bought fertilizer from Ocala the same amount, and I bought from the other place, and I know definitely that I did not get it.
Yeah.
Like I did that. Now, the man at Ocala, I got it. It was just put out in our field in the street.
Yeah. Let me ask you, on that trailer, you give that to your lawyer?
Yes, I put that in the hand of my lawyer.
And it's going to take him a while to...
He said it would take a while.
You know, I'm sort of worried about that. I'm interested in it. I'm not worried, but I want to see you get your... title or get your money out of it. You're not using it.
Mm-hmm. And I could sell it, and I could use that money.
You could get you a couple of fertilized spreaders for what you got now.
Yeah, I could get me a fertilized spreader and put a little bit on my house.
Yeah, have money left over fertilizer.
That's right.
Well, you couldn't, people wouldn't buy it without the title.
No, sir, because you see, that thing may be mortgaged, or that thing might have a lien on it somewhere. I wouldn't sell it to nobody under them terms. I told them people, I said, I wouldn't sell it to you, because I try to be honest, and I try to do things right. I don't want to beat nobody, and I don't want nobody to beat me.
Uh-huh. Well, now, did you talk to Ms. Glisson about it?
Ms. Glisson, yes, Ms. Glisson knows all about it. She told me to put it in the hands of my lawyer.
Well, now, I've talked to Ms. Glisson, and she got pretty good business sense, don't you think?
Pretty good business.
Pretty good business judgment.
Yes, I do. I think she has.
No, just keep in touch with her. Maybe she, I'd be willing to risk a lot of things with her.
No, I don't want to.
I'd check with her. You know, I'd love if I was, you know, need a little help, I wouldn't mind asking her, checking with her. Let me see. What else do I need to check with you on now? How's your animals?
Oh, they poor. And I got so many little baby calves, I got to go down to Ocala and get me a load of feed Monday.
Oh, have you?
Mm-hmm, my hay's out.
Your hay's out?
Yeah. My hay's give out.
Well, you had to have a whole shed full over there when I was standing out there with you and Marvin that Sunday morning.
Yeah, but we've been hauling it out. And it don't take it long to go.
That's right. When you take out 8 or 10 or 12 bales at a time.
That is right. Not more than that, I imagine.
Yeah. What you going to feed them?
I'm going and get me a load of pulp. Orange pulp.
Uh-huh. For the calves, for the cows?
Well, for both.
How you going to put it out?
I put it out in troughs.
Uh-huh. And that'll help them.
Oh, yeah, that really help them.
That'll help them eat the grass, the old dead grass, the swamp. You've got some out there in the swamp, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. All my cows is in the swamp.
Uh-huh.
I call them over at the other place to feed them.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, those I saw out there where we were standing the other morning, they look good.
Here at the house?
Yes.
Well, that heifer's still living.
Can't put a weight on the front feet yet?
No, she can't. Marvin seems to think that they must be wormy. We're going to worm them Saturday.
Yeah.
I got two up here.
Well,
and I lost one.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's right. That might be a good time to do it. Uh-huh. Let me see. A little pulp might help that heifer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could save her, she'd be that much.
Yeah, we're giving her dry feed.
It's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you, when does Marvin get home?
He gets home around 4:15.
Yeah.
He gets off at 4, but he's so far to come home till it takes about 2 hours, hour and a half, something like that, to get home. Time he comes from way out there to the Devil's Mill, Hopper.
And he got to come through all the traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. If he could just miss that traffic, he'd be ahead, wouldn't he?
Uh-huh. But he rides with someone else. He rides with his brother-in-law.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But they have that traffic to fight.
I'm sorry about that. That's the trouble with that, with, you know, knocking off, everybody knocking off at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Several things I'd like to talk to Marvin about. I'm going to try to catch him out there. But when he comes home, he's ready to do something else, isn't he?
He generally comes home and it has a bite to eat, and then he goes, feeds up, and then he's through.
Yeah.
Just go throw out some hay, but that's about over now. I don't know whether he'll got any more to feed or not.
Yeah.
He might have about one more feeding.
Uh-huh. I'm going to keep up with you on that fertilizer. I'm in the same shape you're in. The very same shape. And if a fella had his own spreader, he'd be ahead. So I hope you get a good one.
Well, I know they would be. Because I've used Mr. Dobbs, and I have had a spreader to spread it, paid for a spreader to come out and spread it, and I know. I need a fertilizer distributor. I got to have one.
Mr. Dodd going to be using his?
Oh, Mr. Dodd got rid of his.
Oh.
You know, summer before last. Well, it was right after Mr. Guthrie died. They wanted to sell it to me, and I told them that I would be glad to get it, and I would buy it. But I was kind of hard up right then. I didn't know, you know, I had that lawyer fee coming up and everything, and I told them as soon as it got straightened out, if they would hold it for me, that I would buy it and pay them cash for it. But I understood he went and give it to somebody.
Give it to somebody?
Yeah, that's what I understood.
Ah. Well, now, if you had that, see, it'd be money in your pocket, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh. But there's no use to worry about that because it's done and gone. I can get me one.
Well, I want to see what you get, because I know you'll... you can talk about not being able to get your money's worth, but you do. Now, that's a good trailer you got. What's wrong with that trailer?
Not anything. It don't leak a drop.
And you got everything in it. Stove, refrigerator, everything, washroom. You might, if you held on to that, you might have somebody living in there.
I don't want nobody in the yard.
You changed it. You learned your lesson?
I learned my lesson.
Tell Marvin I want to talk to him.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bill.
Got a customer?
No. No, I just fiddled around out in the shop a little bit, cleaning up.
Do you remember how much you've got or what you've got in that old tractor?
What, that Ford?
Yeah.
No, I remembered.
Well, you got it right smart, because it starts even out in the rain.
It does. Well, good. No, I ain't got much in, guy.
Yes, you have.
A lot of minor adjustments that, you know, when I got it in where I could think and concentrate on it while I ironed that out.
Yeah?
No, I don't know. I'll have to look at the bills. I don't know how much you got in.
Well, let me tell you. Let's keep that straight. You look at them.
Okay. Yeah, I'll keep the bills.
And let me have it. I didn't linger up there last day or two because I sort of, you know, full up out here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't take a day or two to her.
You in the office?
No.
You're at home?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did they bring a disc down?
Oh, yes. I'm going to tell you. Yes. That's what I meant. That's what I called you for.
Yeah?
Partly. Cookie, a couple of them discs is, what do you call them? The block part. What do you call them? Where they fit.
Yeah, I know what you're speaking of.
They're loose.
Yeah.
Several of them.
Yeah. Well, now, that'll, we can tighten that there big nut up there on the end.
Yeah.
And that'll take that slack out of there.
Are you sure?
Yeah. If it don't, that was in my agreement. If it don't, well, he's to put me a new axle. He'll get me a new axle.
Okay. Okay.
So,
that's all I wanted to know.
Uh-huh.
Because this won't last long.
That's right. That's right. He told me it wouldn't last long, and he said, if it don't tighten up, he said, you let me know, and I'll get you a new axle.
Okay. Now, you see, that's where you make a living, and I'd go broke.
Yeah. And also those pins that holds it, where it's got bolts in there, he was going to put those in,
yeah.
But he didn't have them, and they're on order. He said when they came in, he would give me 4 lock pins to lock it sturdy there.
That's all that's necessary.
So I think it'll be all right.
Let me tell you, I just talked to Miss Guthrie.
Yeah?
You know, she's one of my friends.
Uh-huh.
She don't know it, but I think a lot of her.
Yeah?
She's looking around for a fertilizer spreader.
Yeah?
She's in the same shape, you see, that we're in. We just haven't got enough where we can call them out there and spread it. And furthermore, you know, she's the same way. She wants to know where they spread it.
That's right. Yeah.
And I said, Ms. Gardner, they cost so much. She says she may just have to get one anyhow.
Uh-huh.
Now, she's ready to go in there and buy a brand-new fertilizer spreader.
Uh-huh.
Now, you see, there ought to be some way. We don't need a hell. If we had one, we'd use it about 3 days in the year.
That's right. That's right. Sure.
There ought to be some way, you see. You and, you see, they won't figure with me because they know I haven't got any judgment.
Uh-huh.
But they'd figure with you.
Yeah.
There ought to be some way, and you see old Marvin, he's nice to deal with.
Oh, yeah, very pleasant, very pleasant.
Yeah, and just pleasure to deal with him.
Uh-huh.
There ought to be, if you know you all, there ought to be some way you could deal it and without even buying a new one.
Yeah, I know of, I've got connections where I can probably pick up a used one. It'll probably cost around $150.
Let me tell you.
Yeah?
If we could get a hold of one, I could call over there and say they could use it anytime they wanted it.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't I?
Sure.
Yes, sir. I could put that much in one cookie.
Yeah.
See what you can find.
I'll see what I can find this afternoon.
See ya.
Okay.
I just couldn't hunt up Cookie's reel and put this on it. I just put it in with Ms. Guthrie. So we transferred that right here through supper. Mamu and Faye and me, we all listened to it. And Ms. Guthrie really had me working. And Cookie just zipped off in comparison, you see. And we did transact business. Of course, I didn't have any business to transact with Ms. Guthrie. Just her talk. She got talking, though. She talked. And this is Thursday, the 5th of March, 1970. This is towards the end of Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right, Ms. Gus's reel. Towards the end of Channel 2 Right, around 9:75. I don't know what on Thursday, the 5th of March, 1970.